스마트 정리 시대 근데 이제 저를 그래서 그러면 숨은 동안 쓸 왕을 주로가 똑바 내시 출통하고 주로가 똑바 나온데 세컨 원 주로가 똑바 이건데 이 밤에서 이거 세 주로가 똑바 주로가 똑바 이제 네 주로가 똑바 the realization causing the realization of the changingness the changes of samsara impermanence of samsara 살라양 시포동 시포와 시포와 동유르기 시포와 동유르기 동해당 미라양 매바 용수초와도 여바 송와도 대검당 알둡라 소비 동해당 된바오 시에차바로 떡베 시르 콘데지 닐루 시비 시라당 등이 개반는 소와도 시에차바로 떡베 시르 this I think in order to realize in order to understand or realize that salang then you go salang chipowa dongyuji dongata salang even the god also has the suffering of chipowa and dongyuwa chipowa means literally powa is migration through the death, that means the suffering of death. Chipowa is death, you can say. Literally, chipowa means transmigration, to transmigration through death. Powa tong, tungyurji dungal, tungyur means dungal, the suffering of downfall. Tungwar jiwa means downfall, to fall down, tungwar means to fall down. So Rinpoche says that although the gods are very happy, full their life, however, but they have a very great suffering at the time of the death. They have great sufferings, suffering caused by death and the suffering caused by the downfall, because they know that where they are going to be downfall, where they are going to be falling now. Chipowa dong, dongyurji dongal. The two sufferings they experience together at the same time. Pardon? Dongwa is falling, downfall. Dongwa jiwa. Dongwa jiwa. Dongwa jiwa. Falling in the lower rims always. So downfall in the lower rims, dongal dong. Milayam is, and then man also. Pardon? Here also, even the god also have suffering. The first lung is you can take as a first one is even. The second one is also. Even the god, that means who are the happiest existence. Even the happiest existence, such as God has the suffering, experience the suffering of death and downfall. Milayang and the man also has the suffering suffering what kind of suffering mepa yongsu solwa and the suffering of searching the thing which he doesn't possess mepa that thing which he doesn't possess. Yongsu solva means to. Yongsu is here upasarga. Solva means to search for. Yongsu solva means to search. And to search very intensively or very intensively. Yes. Intensively and very. Yongsu solva. Solva tang. Yobasungwa tang. And protection of the thing that he possess. Human being have the suffering that caused by the searching for the things which he doesn't possess, or that means in order to get the thing that he, in order to obtain the thing which he doesn't possess, and then the protection of the thing that he possessed already. Sumatam. Tebam dangal dubla sopi dungal. Teba and komba. Teba means hunger. Komba is thirst. Tekom tang. Hunger and thirst, and hunger, thirst, and ngaldub. Ngalwa and tuba is same meaning, synonyms. Ngalwa means to be tired. Tuba is also tiredness.
Tuba is
pardon? Tired? Tiring? Yeah, tired. Tangcheba is. Tangcheba is a colloquial language. Ngalwa and tuba is same meaning. Tangcheba, ngalwa, tuba, same meaning. Yeah. Tuba is mostly used for physical. And ngalwa we use both physical and mental tiredness. Tuba is more for physically, you know, when you get tired. When you get mentally tired, then ngalwa is better to use. Same ngal tuba. Same tupte. No, same ngalte. Yes, then. Ngalwa is very general. You can apply for both mind and the body. But tuba mostly used for body. Anyway, ngaldub means tiring. Tiring, lasop, etc. Dungal tangdembao. These sufferings. And also the human being has the suffering, such as the suffering caused by searching things that he did not possess, and the things, the protection that thing he already possessed. And suffering, the suffering caused by starvation or hunger, thirst, and tiring, dual, etc. There are many sufferings. So these etc. And Rinpoche says that we can include in this etc. all the other suffering, the suffering of birth, suffering of old age, suffering of sickness, suffering of death, etc. Dungal dang dembao. Se chabar tok bichir dembao. So in order to understand this one, this statement, you know, these things, these sufferings of human being and God beings. Kondeji niluk shibi sherab dang dembe kewan namni. Tok bichir. Or not in order to. This we have to say, take first and afterward. Kondegi nilu tobe sharanam dhamma namni. Since these sufferings was realized or understood, kondegi nilu tobe sharanam dhamma kevan namni. Kevan namni, all these kondegi nilu shebe sharanam dhambi refers to Kevanam. So we have to take Kevanam first. The wise ones who knows Kondeji Nelu, who knows the way the samsara and nirvana are, or you can say the fact of the samsara and nirvana. Nelu is the way the samsara and nirvana are. And also Sharatam Dhamma, also having wisdom. The wise ones who knows the way the samsara and nirvana are and have wisdom namni lai wangchu yajila sobatam mi wangchu kholu gibe jabola sobe khobang chodo kibala yang number daba mete. This is subject, Kevanam is subject. Now the verb, we have to take the verb first. Mubardaba mete. You know, does not desire at all. Does not desire at all. Does not, do not wish, or do not wish for, even for the. Then, what does not desire, wish for? Fly on to Gajila Sobata. And the God Indra, etc. Means the position of God Indra, etc. Sota. Me Jigden and Lai Wangchu. Lai Wangchu, the Lord of God, Yajin, the Indra, etc. And Me Wangchu Kolujibi Jalpo. Me Wangchu, the Lord of human being, that is Kolujibi Jalpo, the Chakravartin King. Kolujibi Jalpo, last of it, etc. Then in this etc. Rinpoche says that. And yeah, Laya Wangchu Yajin La Sobata. In Laya Wangchu Yajin, etc. Then Brahma, Brahmahood, Indrahood, you can say now. Because Brahma and Indra is also status, in fact. It's not a person, not a particular person or God, but it is status, sort of position, you know. You say like Indrahood, we can say here. Indrahood, Brahma, etc. means Brahmahood, then other many status, you know, state. And me onto Kolujibi Jalpo Lasopa. Then the me onto the Lord of human being, that is Kolujibi Jalpo, Chakravartin King, etc. In the etc. Rinpoche says the other kings are also included. And not only that, then are all the those who those who possess all the object of this sense pleasure. Very rich people and etc. Kopang means the status or stages. Chodu, Chulbalayam, which are the best kind of status. Mabar Dabamede, which do not wish for. The wise one who knows the samsara and the nirvana, the way the samsara and nirvana is, and who is possessed wisdom or who is endowed with the wisdom, do not wish even for the Indrahood, etc. And Indrahood and Chakravartin status, etc., which are the best Chodu Chubalam, which are the best Kopang, best position, or best, most excellent position or status or state. Maybe?
This Kopang wouldn't go with the this Lasopa.
Pardon?
Judging.
Pardon?
Judging Lasopa, the Kopang.
Yeah, Yajin Lasopi Kopang.
The
other gods.
Yeah.
Yajin Lasopatam. Yeah. The Kopang you have to, yes, exactly. Kolo Yajin Lasopi Kopang Tang. Me want to Kolo Jibi Yabu Lasopi Kopang. Kopang you have to apply for both. The Mete, because then this one, since, doesn't have, because since they have Shechavar Tokbishir, since then you have to go, I think, take this. Since they have understood this fact. What is that? Thala chipo dunga dungal, mila yongsu sowa dung, yongsu sungwa dung, tegom dung, al tubla sowa dungal. Se chawar. Se chawar, tok bichir, se chawar. The ra, I don't know why it is used here. Se chawar. Se chawar should be, I think, without ra, you know. Se chawar. Tok bichir is. Mete and Munji Jeve Tobi Sharabni Chindriyang Tin. Because since they have Shechavar Tokbishir, then you have to go, I think, take this. Since they have understood this fact, what is that? Thala Chipo Dunga Dungal, Mila Yongsu Sovadam, Yongsu Sungwadam, Tegom Dungal, Tula Sovi Dungal. Shechavar. She chavar, talk with her, she chavar. The ra, I don't know why it is used here. She chavar. She chavar should be, I think, without ra, you know. She chavar. Talk with her, mate. And, Munji, Jeve Tobi, Sherabni, Tendriyang Tishinshibi, Surab. Munji, Jeve Tobi, Sherabni, Sendriyang Tishinshibi Surab Timame Bala Shindu Tebe Wang Jesu Dangshi Tewadan Samba Sushi Dun Chene Sakbadan Chebadan Revi Cha Nitam Jene Revi Cha Nitam Jene Dungar Wadan Ledan Nyumu Ban Nitam Jene Dei Yukun Jung Wadan Ko Wadan Yun Nitam Nije Chawa Lam Da Nam Dame Tupi Shirab Nambar Tako Yung Tawa Tungwe Cheroos. And then again continuing the same. First one is, since they know this fact, since Or because since these sufferings are known or known by, then you can say, or you can say the wise ones does not aspire or does not or do not wish for the status of Indra and Chakravarti king, etc. Then you again continue, you know, joining with the next, because I think this third Bhutta is because here, reasoning lakche, ten signum lakche. Ngunji kyeo tobe sharam ni, kyeo tobe ji sharam dang jang tobe ji sharam. So Rinpoche says the sharam is also wisdom, also the two kind of wisdom. The wisdom that one has developed or arisen through learning and reflecting, etc. And then the wisdom that you have got by birth, you know, is called Kyetopji Sharam. The wisdom that you have got by birth is called Kyevetopji Sharam. And the Sharab Ni, I think here it is due to the, I think sounds like, due to the wisdom that one has attained, that one has by birth. Chendriyang, Driyang means Chendriyang. In this life also, Tishin Shibi Sungrab Chimamya Bala Shindu Tebe, Tishin Shibi Sungrab, the teaching of Tathagatas, Chimamya Bala, Chimamya Bala, Immaculate, Stainless, Immaculate, or the pure, supreme teachings of Tathagata, Lama is two words, or in, Shindu Tebe Wangki, due to a great faith, due to very faith, means due to great faith, Jesu Dangshin, they follow. And Tevatang Samba Sushindu Chene, by reflecting, by learning and reflecting properly, chene sakpa tang cheba jewi cha pungbo di tham jene dungal watang. Chene sakpa tang cheba jewi cha di tha tham jene dungal watang. Chushindu chene, then Sushindu Chene, by through proper learning and reflecting, what is that? The teaching of the Buddha, Tathagata, which is immaculate, then they know it. Number Yang Takbar Tongbe Chiro, Sherab number Takbe, Name Tobe, Sherab number Takbe, Yang Takbar Tongbe Chiro. Yang Thakur Thongwe Shiro means we have to jump with the last. Yang Thakur Thongwe Shiro, they have seen it properly, they have seen it perfectly. Pes means through Dangmi Thongwe Sharam, number Thakur, through the immaculate, through the pure non-self entity realizing wisdoms. Now what they have seen, the tongue we have, Rinpoche says here, tongue is maybe misprinting, he said, just to put in, you know, you round it, just some bracket. Sharap tongue, you put in bracket. Sharap number thawa. This number thawa refers to sharap, the quality of sharap. Thakpe, yang thapar thongwe chir. Okay, then what they have seen, the object that they have seen, or they knew is sakpa tang cheba jivu cha di tham jene. Now this is the object, dungal watang, that sakpa tang cheba jivu cha di tham jene. All this, di tham jene means all these, cha means parts, this part, all the part of fruit, that is phungbo, Rinpoche says, the phungbo, the five aggregates. Tham jene, which are together with the sakpa. which are together with the Sakpa.
Cha is the Pungbo?
Pungbo, yes. Devi Cha, Pungbo Di Tamjeni. Pungbo Di Tamjeni means all these Pungbos, aggregates, which are the part of the fruit. Fruit of what? That which is with the defilement, Sakpa Tamjeba.
Why is it only part?
Do you
the other part?
Devi, Sakpa Tamjeba, Devi Cha, Tamjeni, Devi Cha. All the parts of the fruit, means that means all the fruit of Sakpa Tamjeba, Sakche, all the fruit of Sakche, so that is Pungpo, which says, is Dungalwa, is suffering. Because the attainment or the obtaining the five aggregate itself is suffering. The five aggregate, the attainment of five aggregate itself is suffering. So these five aggregates are the fruit of Pungpo, especially the Sakching Yawalimbe Pungpo. These five aggregates are the sufferings, which are the fruit of Sakpa, defilements, or which are the fruit produced by Sakpa, that which is with the defilements. Sakpa Tang Cheba. Dungal Watang. Le Tang Yumuban Di Tham Jenny, Dei Yu, Kunjung Tang. Le Tang Yumuban Di Tham Jenny, all these Le and Yumuban, the Karma and the Kleshas are Dei Yu, Kunjung Tang. Is the cause of that which is origination. Teju, the cause of that. That refers to sufferings. Kunjungwatam, that is the origination or sources. Korwa yunde, teda malu parangavandini, gokba. Korwa means the samsara, yunde teda. Korwa, this refers to yunde.
Korwe.
Pardon? Korwa yunde teda. Korwe. It's okay. Korwa, the samsara, which is the cause and the effect, the cause and the fruit. Both the cause, means the kalesha, karma and the kalesha, and the suffering, both are korwa, samsara. Samsara, and the cause of samsara. Korwa, yunde, teda. Or the samsara and the yudan drivu. The cause and the effect. Korwa tam. Letang yung bandi tam jani. Korwa yunde teda. Pardon? Teda. The karma and effect samsara. Pardon? Pardon? Yeah, it goes with gopa. Korwa yunde teda malu parang gapani. The malupar means complete, or without exception means complete. The complete cessation or the ceasing, yes. The complete ceasing, dini means this. This very complete ceasing of these, of the korwa and yunde, or korwa, that refers to yunde. The samsara, cause and effect. Is Nyangalindeva. Dini Gokpa is cessation. Dini Gokpa. This is cessation. What is cessation? Nyangalindeva. Nyi. Cessation is what? Then cessation is Nirvana. Or Nirvana is cessation. Nirvana is cessation. What is cessation? Cessation is complete ceasing. The complete ceasing of Yudang Jivu and the Korwa. Nyi Che Chavara. Niche chavar lam dame. So che chavar means in these, what is called in these samsara, or nirvana and kunjung. In these, che chavar, war, che chavar. The ra occurs in both places, you know. she chawar tok bichir in the beginning. Che chawar lam dame to che chawar. Lang che chawar, what is called Nyangalendeva, Kunjung, Dungalwa. All these he understands, dame is realized. Who is the subject here? Realized. The wise ones, you know, we already had. Pardon? Lam. Yeah, the path. Dhamme lam. Dhamme tobi sharap. Number thawa. The path, that refers to, the path refers to dhamme tobi sharap. Dhamme tobi sharap number thawa. Through the path is a path, in fact. If path is, in fact, it's label, isn't it? Path is not something material, but path itself is, path is wisdom in fact itself. The wisdom itself is a path. What wisdom? What kind of wisdom? Dhamme tobi wisdom. Dhamme tobi sharap number thawa. The pure wisdom. The pure wisdom of non-self entity realizing or realizer. That realizes non-self entity, non-selfness, selflessness of the phenomena and both individual and the phenomena. So this here, the subject is the subject, the agent is me wang chukum sherab dang dembe khevanam. Sherab dang dembe khevanam do not wish for the even the supreme status of Indra and Chakravartin king. And due to the Ketopji sherab, due to the Ketopji sherab, and they have a great faith in the teaching of Tathagata, which is immaculate. And following this, they understand. Following this, Jesu Dangshi, they follow the teaching and Thevadang Samba Sushi the Chene by doing, by reflecting, by hearing and reflecting properly. So then they understand, they see with their path, that is the Dhamme Tobi Sharap Nambar Thapa, the immaculate wisdom of non-self entity realization. What they see then, Sakpatang Cheva, Jivu Chati Thamjita Dungalwa, Leta Nyumo, then they see this one. They see that all the parts of the fruit, all the fruits with it together. Sakpatang Cheva, Jivu Chati, all the fruit with the Sakpa, with the defilements, are suffering. And Le and Nyumongba, all these, all the karma and the kleshas are the cause of suffering, which is origination, and the cessation of these samsara and karma and effect, the samsara with the karma and effect. Samsara you cannot, that means we cannot, samsara and the karma effects showing as the same here. Samsara, the karma and effect. Malupa means without exception, gagba, the cessation of this is, so the cessation of, ceasing, complete ceasing of this is cessation, and cessation is nirvana. Chechavar. Shesung des. Then the next one is Sumbani. Sumba Denshi. Denshi Chul Thongwa. Denshi Chul Thongwa. The seeing or the realization of the way of the Four Noble Truth. Shibhi Shibhi, no? Shibhi Shargu, yes. Isn't it here? Neni seja neji juni bangzala, deni toja many tenber chavatar, dungal judan tengo paran tisi, lam, seja bangza reper chas and tenber chas. Perna, for example, neji dungal tang talni, ne may be deva tober and debi serap taki, shever debi, shenden taki, sorry. Shenden taki. Perna, for example, shenden taki. You have to take first. Shenden Thaki, by the people, Shenden is sensible, man with understanding, man of understanding, what do you call? Man of understanding? Wise, learned. Wise is better, yeah, intelligent wise. Shenden Thaki, the man of understanding, by the one having wisdom, you know, man of wisdom or man of understanding. Man of understanding or man of intelligent, you can say. Intelligent or sensible. Neji dungal talne, ne may be deva thobar dupi. Refers to that, you know. The intelligent person, or the intelligent one, or the wise one who want to deva thobar dupi, who want to obtain the happiness, who want to achieve the happiness, you have to go back from there. Who want to achieve the happiness, which is happiness of being free from the suffering of sickness. That is now agent, okay? Tagi. Neki ngowo kangyinba chuli shebar chene. Neki ngowo kangyinba. What is the nature of the suffering, disease or sickness? Sulni means this fact or this, the way, shebar chene, having known or having yes, I think having shebar chene means having, what do you call, diagnosed, you know. Having diagnosed the nature of this disease, the nature of the sickness, what is nature of the sickness, literally, having diagnosed the what is nature of the sickness, then nete keje, nete keje ni nete keje yu mitrebe sela sobe pangwar chawa yinla, and having diagnosed the disease or the sickness, then he gives up, pangwar chawa yinla, you have to, again you have to jump at the end, the verb, pangwar chawa yinla, then, is to be given up, you know, pangwar chawa yinla, is to be given up. What is to be given up? Ne de keje, you, nitobe se, that which produced the disease. Ne them is that disease, keje means producer or that which produces the cause, that is the cause. The cause which produces the disease, what is that cause? Mito be se la sopa, food etc. which doesn't suit. You know, say mito ba, we had the example, such to suit the climate, to suit the food etc. You know, this is very colloquial also. You mito be se. The food, the cause, the food. The cause, what is that? Mito be sela sovada. The food which does not. Unsuitable, yes. Unsuitable food, etc. Which are the cause and the producer, or cause which produces the disease, is to be given up by, after diagnosing, by the person, by the intelligent person who wanted to enjoy the happiness free from happiness without that health, good health, that means enjoy the good health without the suffering of disease. Through knowing, you know, yes. Neji ngobo kanyi mitsuri shepherd chate, yes. Nedi kesi jumi dosel pangwar chawa yin. Chawa yin la. It's okay now. Ne maybe devar nebe deva thobar chawa yin sing. Ne maybe deva devar neba ni thobar chawa yin sing. For such person then ne maybe devar neba abiding in happiness without disease. Means abiding in the happiness free from disease. Thobar chawa yin sing is to be obtained. Is to be given up. What is to be given up? What is to be obtained? That's showing, you know. What is to be given up? You know, the cause of the disease is the cause of the disease or sickness is to be given up. And the happiness, the abiding in happiness, free from sickness or disease, etc., is to be obtained. They thap meni sangbu tembar chawa yimbatar. And they thap the means, the ways and the means of that. Of that means of this deva, devar nepa. Is meni sangbu tembar chawa yimla. And meni sangbu means the good medicines. Meni sangbu means the good medicines, which is the means or ways of that, obtain this happiness, is to be resorted to, or is to be temple chawa means. Is to be administered, yes, to be rely on. Temple chawa yimba taram is like this. Men sangbu temple chawa yimba tar. Teishindu yimba tar as it is. Teishindu means like this. Similarly, likewise, yes. Korwe dungal thang thalne, nyangelen debe, deva thobar debe, londen, lodang deba thaki. Then, lodang deba thaki, the wise ones, who, nyangelen debe, deva thobar, who, through the liberation of the suffering of the samsara, who want to get liberation from the suffering of the samsara and attain the and the wish or you know, attain the happiness of nirvana. Thaki. Pardon? Talne. Ne is having literally having separate the wise one who wish you know for the separation of suffering of the samsara, having separated from the suffering of the samsara, who wanted to attain, who wants to wish to attain the suffering of, the happiness of nirvana, the bliss of nirvana, taki, this is subject now. Then, taki kyang, by this also, like this example, likewise, the wise one also, kyang is also, Sakpa dang chebe, dribu, dubi, korwa tamje, dungal yongsu shebar chene. Also, yongsu shebar chene, having known, having properly or completely understood, dungal, as sufferings, having understood, all this sakpadang jebi dibu dibu korwa all the dibu dibu korwa thamje means no all the suffering dungal tu you will take first afterward you will take all the samsara consists of the fruit of sakpa of the defilement means that of the samsara which is constituted by the fruit of the defilements as sufferings. Dungal thu means as sufferings, as being sufferings or as sufferings. This thu means as, or in the form of sufferings. Sene tei yu letang nyue mung be duwe kunjung tata pangwar chawa yin las. Having known this one, having understood this, then the kunjung tada pangwara chawa yila. All the kunjung, all the sources of all the origination that refers to suffering, all the origination in bracket sufferings, all the origination which constituted or made up or gathered by or made up by or caused, not constituted is better I think, which constituted by Le and Nyumongpa, which are cause of that. Cause of that means cause of suffering. Pangwar Chawa Yinla is to be given now. Then is comes at the last. It's okay? Kunjung Tata. All the origination of the suffering which constituted by Le and Nyumongpa, which are the cause of sufferings, are to be given now. By whom? By London. By the London Changju Sempa. And what is the and who is the London Changju Sempa? The London Changju Sempa, the wise one who wished to attain the Nirvana, the bliss of Nirvana, by being separated from the suffering of the samsara. Teda chima teda ki chima tang chave ngokpa tang. Chawayin la. Teda chima tang chave ngokpa tang. Teda ki, Rinpoche says ki should be there. And then, Chawayinla, then Tedaga Chimatam Gopa, the Gopa, the cessation, which is free from. Tarva means free from, or Tarva means without, Tarva means separated, you know, which is free from the of these stains. Tedaga Chimatam, of the stain of these means the Ledang Yomongpa. Nyumongpa, Teda Nyumbo Teda Gitima. The stain of these means the stain of, stain here refers to the suffering, and Teda refers to the Leda Nyumongpa. The suffering of Leda Nyumongpa means the suffering caused by Leda Nyumongpa. Ngokpa, the cessation which is free from suffering and the karma and the klesha. And Teshindu likewise in the Nyangalin Devi Deva and the bliss of Nirvana ni Musundu Reching Thobar Chavayila is to be obtained. Musumtu means directly is to be obtained or is to be reached and obtained, is to be touched. Literally Rekpa means touched. Is to be touched means reached. Is to be touched and obtained directly. the cessation of sufferings and the karma and the klesha, the suffering together with the cause and the nirvana, and the bliss of nirvana, is to be reached and obtained or attained directly. Ngosumtu. Te tapsu sabam may be lamabu rimji gula tembra chavayana. And tobra chavaya. Te tapsu means as a means of that. That means refers to the attainment of the reaching and attainment of the directly reaching and attainment of the blissful and the blissful of nirvana and the cessation. They means, you know. Tapsu sakpa may be lamngabo rimgi gyula tembra chawayan. Sakpa may be lamngabo. The five undefiled, unsullied path are to be practiced within one's own live stream. Yu is, I think, continuum, I think they have translated. I think that's nice. Continuum. Continuum. What is the continuum? Yu, isn't it? Yeah. Shiba. Pardon? Yu la temba means to. Temba is what? To be resorted to be relied on, to be taken or to be, to have or to depend on. I think it's better to depend on. Or to be dependent, to be dependent. Or to be taken as a support, not support. Yeah, to practice. It refers to anything. Pardon? Ago? This is Sago?
Yeah, I say it the same.
Not really.
But if you say,
yeah, you can say. If you explain it, then it comes to the same point. But literally not.
So what literally the Sag means to you?
That is without Dengbo. Without Dengbo, yes. This is with the Dengbo, you know.
Then what is exactly
the name? Nepe means a sick person, you know, sick, the patient. Nepe, Emchi Tenpa or Men Tenpa. Nebe Emchi Tang Men Tengu Gire. The sick person should take the help of, no. I mean, should take help and rely on the doctor. Yeah, follow the doctor and the medicine. You know? Lokbe Chowala Ma Ten. Yangtabe Chowala Ten. Don't rely on the wrong, what you call, the livelihood, you know, achieved through the wrong means, but depend on. This is quite, in dictionary they have given resorted to resort to. In Sanskrit, English dictionary I've seen. In Sanskrit it's called sevana, sevyatam, you know, sevana. Tenpa. This tenpa is a very, very common language, you know? Very, very common word, but difficult to translate. The English interesting one. In English, interesting word is very common, you know. Very common, but it's quite difficult to translate into Tibetan. In the same way, tenpa is also like that. But here it should be practiced, I think. Lam, because the path. Here the path is there, or you say followed, are to be followed, you can say. Are to be followed, the five path, you know, in one's own continuum. Yes. And the Lam Ngapo, Sapa may be Lam Nga. Reva? Solam, Jolam, Tonglam, Gomlam, enemy of Lam. That refers to this. Jiva tulbe pe jarwala shi. Now the fourth one, tulpa trove pe jarwa. Tulpa trova. Trova means creating, no? Trova means creating. Trova means creation. Trova. It's very strange, you know, sometimes. Most of the nouns are present tense form of the verb. But in case, in this fabrication, you know, trova, then with the past tense form. Past tense form is noun. Trospa, you know? Trova. We say Trova Thamjin Yavarshiva. Trova Thamjin, you know, all the conceptual creation. Anyway, we say conceptual creation when in the meditation. In fact, Trova means only creation. Mental creation, conceptual creation. And yes. Trova, Trove, Pe, Jarwala, Shi. The example, yes, the application of the example for how the emanation is created. Trova means emanation, trova means to create. It also falls under four subtopics, subheading, as heading, yes. Javalashi, Pedyon Dortemba, the brief explanation of the pe and the ton, teshepa, and then teshepa means, I think, must be in detail explanation. Then explanation of that. This one might be detailed explanation. Tongwe Yu Tenba. And then Tongwe Yu Tenba, the explanation of the cause through which is seen, through which the Tulba is seen, you know, the emanations, the manifestation of the emanation is seen, Tongwe Yu Tenba, the cause and the conditions. Tulgu Zeba Chungyi Shepao, and then the explanation of the 12 deeds of this, of the Nirmanakaya, the emanated body of the Buddha. Siddharne Tumbar says, Siddhar Thangpa, Thangpa, Yenene Phuwa Meshindu, La Yenene Thamshidu, Nangwa Mbeme Tuanpatar, Tishin Tuba Chukwile, Kyeba Mbeme Khamgundu, Kande Namla Mbeme Ba, Tuba Thali Tuanpatar. That one is a brief explanation. Siddharna means as, Siddharna you can take as, or like, or for example, not for example, Siddharna means as. Pe Chidarna means, for example, then it is Sangpa Chimbo Nyi. Nyi is always emphasizing. This very great Brahma, that means, Sangbi Nene, from the abode of Brahma, Phoeba Me Shindu, without moving, or without moving from the abode of the Brahma, Dekham Jilai Nene Thamcheto, in the, all the abodes of the desire realms, the god of desire realms, Rang Dave Tulbe Nawa, the manifestation, the appearance of the emanation which resembles to self, means Brahma himself, which is like Brahma himself. Dawa means like same, you know. Bemi Dutambata shows effortlessly, shows or shown without effort, spontaneously, that means. Sangpa Chimbo Nyi. Te Shindu means likewise. Thuba Sangye Nam. The Buddhas, the Munis, the Buddhas, the same. The capable ones. Buddha, the capable ones. Chu Yikule Kyoba Mepar. Without moving from the Dharmakaya. Jigdenji Kamkundu means in all the sphere of the world. Dulja Kande Namla means to the fortunate beings. Beba Mepara means without any effort. Tulbi Kutane Tabarajata shows the kayas, the emanated kayas. Tulbi Kutane Tabarajata. Nibani. Kyoba Mepar. Oh yes. Kyoba Mepar, Pova Mepar, Yua Mepar, Yua Mepar, almost same. Yua Mepar, Kyoba Mepar, Yua Mepar, the same. Kyotpa, Yua, Yua, and Pova. Pova is slightly different. Pova is slightly to transfer, you know, transferring. To transfer or to migrate, you know.
So I don't understand why in the sloka, three slokas before, there was said that the god has fear, or it's a suffering of the gods, is that they are transferring from the...
No, without transferring.
Yeah, it said three slokas before, that the suffering of God is transferring from their adults, and the suffering of man is the big surge. Isn't it? And now they have said that this Brahma, for example, never is going away from the world.
Never mentioned though. Do come to high nene tamje do ndabe tuwa na mo tamba. Maybe this. Tamba zeto yes. Tuwe ku thami tamba zeto. So the Buddha shows the tuwe ku, the emanated kayas tamba zeto. Then chidar ne kun selches. Chidar sangda shaye khana miyo do come shubati. Salam Gitong, they don't think you look our ponce tar. This in the six chuji kule, mijonzi then come gundu, Gandhi Gitong, they don't think Tato Tima Kunsel chair. Chidanna, space Chidanna. For example, Sangba, for example, in the beginning, Sangba Takbar Rangi Sayakane, the God Brahma, Sangba means God Brahma, Takbar means all the time, Rangi Sayakane, his own immeasurable palace, from his own immeasurable palace, Miyowar, without moving, you know, without going, without moving from his own place. Tedave Tulba, this kind of such, Tendava means such, Tendava means such, such emanation, Dokam Yilhaya Nangtu, among the gods of desire realms, Shukba means enters, Te means this, Dholanam Jitongshin, is seen by the god of desire realms. Here the god, as Rinpoche says yesterday, the god means here, not the deity god, the god of wisdom, the god of compassion, not that god, but the god, being god, you know. The beings, this samsaric god. Dhala namji tongshing, seen by the god of desires. Sangbar tongshing, sangbar tongwe dhala teyang. Sangbar tongwe dhala teyang. Yun doyun la gawapong war chepata. Tongshin sangbar tongwe. Sangbar tongwe dhala teyang. Chepata. Tun tishin do, devar shiwan. And sangbar tongwe dhala teyang. The god of desire who saw the Changpa also Yul Doyol and Gawa Pongwar Chepatar gives up, Pongwar Chepa means gives up and Doyola gives up the pleasure or the liking, Gawa means liking or desire, you can say. Desire for the sense object. Tar means like that. Because according to Brahmavada, Brahmasist, you know, the Brahmahood, when we are born in the Brahma land, in the Brahma, about the Brahma, then liberation is achieved, attained, you know. So therefore, to attain the Brahmahood is also not a simple thing. One has to give up desire, attachment, you know, many things one has to give up.
They were seeing the entering of the Brahma?
Yes. Sangba Tawa Rangi Shayakan Miyova, then they were true and Dokam Jilan Shukba. The entrance of the, you know, the god Brahma among the god of desire realms without moving. The entrance of the god Brahma, in the entrance of the emanation of the god Brahma, among the god of desire realms, without moving from his own abode, is seen by the god of desire realms. You know, by seeing the Sangpa, emanation of the Sangpa, the god of desire realms gives up. Gives up the pleasure towards the sense of object, the object of sense, sorry. Yul doyun. Pardon? Doyun means object of sense. It's same, refer to same. Yul? No, literally not. Dobe yunden, kam guna, they call it. Kam guna. Dobe yunden. Yunden, yes, dobe yunden. Kam guna, they call it. Kam guna means here the dobe yunten, the quality that one desires, the desires quality, the quality of the objects that give pleasure, you know. The quality of the object is giving pleasure, produce pleasure, or gives pleasure. So that's why it's called kam guna. And that is the object. So yul doyun means you can say the sense, object of sense. Which is not really correct translation. Not literal, but okay. Gives up. Like that. Tar means pardon? Tara means like that. This is example. Join teshin to likewise, again, repeated. So, Devara Shekhbarnam, Chuji Kule Mikyobar. Devara Shekhbarnam said the Tathagata, the Buddhas. Chuji Kule Mikyobar, without moving from the Dhammakaya, from the expanse of the Dhammakaya. Jigdenji Kham Kundum is all over the sphere of the world. In all the sphere of the world, in all the element of the world, means I think sphere of the world. The form kaya of this, the form kaya of the form kaya of this, the form kaya of Tathagata, and the form kaya of Tathagata is tongshing means seen by the golden key means by the fortunate beings. But here, fortunate, we should not take as something like a fate, you know, but a karmic fortunate, you should say. Well, there is no fate, in fact, philosophically. Fate. What is a fate? Fate is just by chance, isn't it? We believe like that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, nothing happens without any cause, isn't it? Even the fate also happens because of some cause, in fact. Anyway, by fortunate being seen, tongxing, gu te tongwa tenyang, duda dun duje jima kun seba shi. This seeing of this body, duda dun is always duje jima kun seba shi, means removes or remove all the stains of the beings who are to be tamed. This vision, you can say, this vision removes. This vision always removes the stains on the stains of the beings.
Always remove the
stains always. Yes, always. Constantly.
Or remove the stains always.
No. This vision always removes the stain of the beings. Continuously. That means. Tongwa teyang. Not necessary. So here, that's why the sa, sometimes after the subject, sa instrument is used, sometimes not. So it means in Tibetan also we have the active and the passive both, you know. And the active, I think sa is not used, instrumental case. Even in the past also I didn't see somewhere. Active, you know. In the passive it is used then, sa is used, you know. Nghe thong means seen by me, in fact. Nga thong means I saw. But I've seen, but most of them are with the instrumental case, of course, with the instrumental particles. But I've seen many places also in the text, you know, without instrumental particle also. That means active. I saw, not seen by me. So teyang means this also removes chimakun selva, all the stains. Otherwise, if you add sa here, tarimu teisa te, is also correct. But then by this, all the stains are removed.
Siddhar Tsangpa Bhemme Rangjung Tukku Teshi No. Bhemme Nang, this root text is Nang should be, Sanatan Nang Anang. Not Da, in the root text. In the root text, you know. Siddhar Ngunji Rangji Molam Tang Hanam Kini Gevetu. Siddhar Tsangpa Bhemme Nang, it should be Nang, not Da. It's misprinting, Sanatan Anang Anang. Nang, yes, not Ne. Bhemme Nang, yes. Appears. Nang, yes, appears. Mungi Rangi Molam Tang. Molam, yes. Molam, wishing prayer. Sanam Gini gave it to you by the power of the God. Chidar Sangba Memena, as the God Brahma appears without any effort. Rangjung Trugu Tej, you know. The self born Nirmana Kaya also like that. Mm.
Yes, Munji tu, Hanam ji tu, and Shepard, Sangba and Niji Malam Tabi Tutang. Tutang, Doban and Chubil Hanam is somewhat Tangle Chubi, Gewa Timber Savi, two lays. This lay is, you know, you have to apply both. Lay means buy. Buy the, now, Munji means a former or previous. Tuso means a time, at the time of, at the previous time, in former time. Sanam ki tuen chepar to act for the God. Sangba rang ni ki, by Sangba himself, molam tapa, did prayer, tu means power. By the power that God Brahma himself made, that he would act. By the power that Brahma himself made to act for the benefit of the God formerly, by this power and tu tang, and by is used only after one word, isn't it, in English also? You don't use after every word, after every, you don't use. Only one. But in Tibetan also. Pardon? Bai is at the end, the next page, back page. Le is there, no? The beginning of the sentence. So with two le. This le is bai. This le you have to apply by the power of the prayer that God Brahma himself made, or he did formerly, that he would act for the benefit of the God. And the other reason is, Dobanan chubil lhanam ki ni, lhanam ki, sangba thongbar chubi, gewa, tunbar sakbe, tule, and by the power of Dobanan chubil lhanam ki, dodpan na chudpi lhanam ki, by the God who, chubba means who lives in the desire realms, pardon? Chubba means, chubba means, sapata pae da janam chubba. Jopa means to move, you know, sometimes. Live. Jopa means to live, to move, to use, to act, to behave, and all this. Jopa and Jopa. When you say Kachema, you know, Naro Kachema is goddess Kachema, you know. Yogini Kachema. Ka means sky. Jopa means move. Kachema and Kandoma is almost same. Literally meaning the same. Kala Jopa. Kala dua and kala chupa. Dabana chupa means dabana nepa. Dabi kamna nebi lhanam jini. And lhanam jini. And also by the gods living in the desiriums, sangba thongwar kyuwi. To see the sangba. Gewa, tunbar sakbe. Gewa means positive, wholesomeness. Pardon? Gewa.
I think they don't live in the desire realms here, because the chipper they make the contact that they wish, but and they make the, and they have the power to make prayers, isn't it?
No.
The Brahma occurs only because they are praying.
No, Brahma is not a desire realm.
Yes, he is a desire realm.
Yeah. Dhabana Chubilhanam Jiri. Sangvatam. Ah, yes. The gods who are living in the desire realm. Chöpa means here living.
Chöpa is living.
Living, yes. Oh, yeah. Living or abiding, or you can say. The god living in the desire realm, Sangpa Thongwar Gyurve means to see the Sangpa, for the seeing of Sangpa. Gewa means wholesome. Thunbar means accordingly. Sakwa means accumulated. Thu means power. Le means by. By the power of accumulated, by the power of the accumulation of the wholesome accordingly, you know, in order to see the Sangpa, you know, Sangpa, by these two powers now, Sangpa's power and their gods, the god of desire realms, their power. By these two power, Sitarna, as Sangpa la, Bezol Mebaran, don't come to now. Sangpa la. This la is, you put in bracket the la. No. I think the la must be misprinted. You just put in bracket. Sangba la means then it appears to Sangba, to Brahma, you know, then it becomes to Brahma. But not. Brahma appears, you know. Sangba, bechol meparam, the Brahma without effort, dokham so means in the desiriums, nangwa, appearances, done by means shows. As the Brahma shows his appearances in the desiriums without an effort, in the same way, term is like that, rangjung zobe sangji ji to be kuyang, the nirmana kaya, the emanated kaya of this Buddha, the perfect Buddha, the self-born one. So, teshin to means likewise, sangji ni ji ngon ji molam tang. Also, you have to jump. Also, turn by, you know, it's shown, you know. Sangji ni ji. Namchul na sok turn by, you know. Namchul na sok turn by, you know. Different way, emanation of the Buddha is shown. Then is shown in the samsara, jikten tu, in the samsara. By the power of, then you see two layers there, you know. By the power of the formal prayer, Nguyenji Molam Thang, Dulja Simje Namji Gyawa, and by the power of the wholesome of the beings who are to be tamed. Two layers. Chuji Kule, Bezol Mingawa Shindo. Chuji Kule, from the Dhammakaya, Bezol Mingawa Shindo, without having any effort, without possessing any effort, means without making any effort, appears in the samsara as a many, in the form of many emanations. Shibani, Podang, Lamming. How much you finish? Oh, it's not going to finish. It's okay. yes. Sangye Nam, Dulja Tula Pavana, Gandhen and Pawad, Yumjilum Shubatan. Then Sangyenam. Potang Lumju Tamna Yabji Kavshetan, Yerul Patan, Ember Jetan, Dujumna, Changju Chingi Shiva Chongdu Lam Dunta, then Tua Kami Miki Lamming Yuru. This is quite easy here. Sangyenam Dulja Tula Pavana. Sangyenam is the Buddha's. Dulja. Sangyenam, Dulja Tula Papana. Tula Papana is when time comes. When time comes. When time comes to tame. Dulja means to tame. When time comes to tame, the Buddha, when time comes to tame the Buddha, then the Buddha, comes, then Chujik was that then by showing at the beginning of the next page, front page, by showing the 12 deeds. Chujik was that then by showing the 12 deeds, by showing this 11 deeds, not 12. Deeds, Sangye Tongwe, Kalme Namji Migi Lamdu. Sangye Tongwe, Kalme Namji Migi Lamdu, Mingurwar, Nyangal and Devi Sulji, Jabachunyibanam Tamba, you know. And it shows the 12th day then. Having shown the 11th deed, then he shown the 12th deed, shows the 12th deed as Nyangal and Devi Sulji, as if he is passed away from nirvana, literally, you know. As if passing into nirvana, which means that Miki Lamdo Mingyurwa means, you know, to become out of sight. Not to become as the path of eyes means, you know, to become out of sight, to become invisible, yes. To become invisible to whom Sangye Thongwe Kalme Namki. To become invisible, he passed away into Nirvana. He became, by becoming invisible to the beings who do not have the Kalpa to see him, and he passed away into Nirvana, which is 12 deed. And now, what is the 11th deed? Then goes back. Gandene Phavathang. Gandene Phavathang. Descending from here, the poem is not, migration is not very good, is it? Not. Descending is better. Yeah. Descending, transferring or descending from garden, from Tushita, Yum Jilumsu Jukpa, entering into the womb of the mother, Kutamba, birth. Kutamba means to be born. To be born. Birth, you say, Tamba. You don't say to be born. To be born. To be born. Yabji Khabdu Shekne, by going to the palace of his father, Khabdu Shekne. Because why it is Yabji Khabdu Shekne, you know? Buddha was born on the way to somewhere. Because his mother was going to his, in Sanskrit they call Maika, you know. Maika means the parents' house is called. The parents' house is called Maika, you know. When Maya Devi was going to parents' house, that was her desire to go to her palace. Then on the way, the Lumbini was on the way to, you know, then, and he was born in Lumbini garden, the park. When she was on the way to or on the way back from, I don't know. Anyway, it was on the way. Then from there he came. From there he came, from there he took. He was taken to the palace, of course, naturally. Huh? Khab is palace. Yabji Khabdu. To the palace of the father. Sheikh name is. He come, you know, he came to the palace of the father. Khab means palace. You know. Khab means needle also then. Same spelling. Needle is, which we sew the clothes, you know. With the needle we sew the clothes. But here is Khab means palace. Yabji Khabdu Sheikh name. And then he comes to the palace. Zone la khebar zebatang, and he become expert in expert and very well trained in zone. Ne means the field of zo, arts. Normally zo means art and craft, you know, craft and art, but here it mainly also refers to the what do you call archery. Yes. How to use the shootings. Shooting competition, archeries, and then support, yeah, sports, all the physical art. Physical. Frisbee. Zoyne le kevar zebat. And it should include other things also. Zoyne le kevar zebat. Tsumu kor ki gyebar rol batong. Tsumu kor ki gyebar rol batong. Tsumu kor ki gyebar rol batong. And then means tsumu kor ki gyebar. Gyebar rolba means to enjoy. To enjoy. Rolba means to enjoy, yes. Gyebar rolba is one, as one expression you have to take. Gyebar rolba means to enjoy. To enjoy. With the, what do you call? With the circle of tsumu. Concert. Entertain, yes. He entertain himself or he enjoy himself with the circle of queens, by the circle of the queens. Yabar rol batang. Kim dang dunzi wenpa rabdo chung batang. Kim dang dunzi wenpa, wenpar dunzi wenpar rabdo chung batang. And kim dang means house. Dunzi means the busyness, worldly activities, you know. All the worldly hustle and bustle. You call hustle and bustle? Yeah. All the worldly hustle and bustle. Wembar means in the solitude. No, here Wembar is not solitude. Wembar is also negative particles, you know, like Tongwa, Wembar, Talwa, Mepa, you know, like this. Yeah. Pardon? Rabdo Chungwa means to renounce. Rabdo Chungwa, he renounced Dunzi Emperor. He renounced.
Which is he did.
Entertained by them.
He was entertained by them. Or he entertained himself with the circle of Tsumu, by circle of Tsumu.
But the
Emperor,
he does not
leave. No, Emperor, now he leaves Tsumu or everything. He left. Dunzi Emperor, Rabdo Jungwata. Dunzi. Wembar Rabdo Chung, Dunzi Wembar Rabdo Chung means to renounce, you know, in order to devoid of this Kim and Dunzi, in order to be free from, yes, Wembar means in order to be solitude, in order to be peaceful of Dua and Zimba. Away from, yes, you can say away. Away from all, to be peaceful of Dunzi and Wemba. Anyway, he renounced from the Kim and Dunzi. He renounced from the... Rabdo Chungwa means normal. Rabdo Chungwa means, you know, to become excellent. Rabdo Chungwa, literally, to become excellent. It means to renounce and to become mendicant. Rabdo Chungwa, to renounce. Dang. And lo tuk du kawa cheba thang, then to practice the asceticism for 6 years, to practice the hardship for 6 years, and changjub gi ingbor shekba, and to proceed to the essence of enlightenment. Changjub gi ingbor shekba thang. To proceed towards to the essence of enlightenment is that the place where the enlightenment was achieved is called Changju Yingbo, you know? The Bodh. Dorji Den, yes. Bodh Gaya. Yingbo Shekba Tang. Shekba. Changju Yingbo Shekba. Dude Chomba Tang. Dude Chomba Tang. Then to subjugate. The day is here, sometimes the day is the host, yes.
Troops.
Pung, yes. Day and Pung is same sometimes. Dui means Maharas. And to subjugate the troops of the Maharas or the group of Maharas. The troops of the Maharas. The host of Maharas. The Chomatang. Changju chimbu nyeba tang. And then nyeba means to attain or to discover. Yes, to attain, or you can say to discover. Changju chimbu nyeba tang. And the discovery or the attainment of the great enlightenment. Changju chimbu nyeba tang. Changju chimbu, as Rinpoche says, refers to the absolute, the perfect nirvana, the perfect enlightenment. Not the enlightenment of Shavaka's and Pratik Buddha's level, or not the enlightenment of Bodhisattva's level, but perfect Buddhahood. Nyebatang. Shiva Nyangde ki Chongji Dundrawe Lam Tumba. And then, Shiva Nyangde ki Chongji Dundrawe Lam Tumba. Lam Tumbi Chuji Kholo Korwa. Chuji Kholo Korwa is we have to take first. Chuji Kholo Korwa. Chongkor Korwa, yes. To turn the wheel of Dharma, to show the path which goes to the city of Nirvana. Which goes to the city of Nirvana. There's some other word for city, you know. From some religious.
Metropolis.
Lamdu, the Bichun Koro Govatang. Chuchik Bodheda. These are the Chuchik Bodheda. These 11s. After showing these 11s, then finally, that means, finally he showed the 12th one, that is Sangye Thongye Kalma Mebe Migilam, to disappear or to become out of the vision, to become invisible to those beings who do not have the Kalpa to see the Buddha and pass away into Nirvana. Yeah, like for like us, you know, we have the kalpa to receive his teachings, but we do not have the kalpa to see his form. Yes, yes. Even now. Mikilam the Mijurwa. This refers to the
invisible.
He just became invisible, yes. No. Yeah. He just became invisible, yes. He became out of sight. he became out of sight. Who do not have the kalpa. Yes. Yeah, that means yes, indirect, yes. Mijurwa. Chul is a, you know, chul, the way he shows as if. Chul is always as if, you know. As if he passed away from nirvana. As if he died, that means. That means he did not die, but he shows. He's shown as if he died, yes. Chul. You know. Dhamma Nito. Nito means these are. Kunjoy Namboro Jangam Dime Jangjoy De Chile Tene Namjo Suji Shele Dage Gewa Kantoba Tene Jondi Taye Vunga Taso Seba Medonse Tone Jane Chumi Jime Gide jan jo jo do jo ge wan di